At 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend, I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, June 30th. Hurricane Ridge at Olympic National Park reopened this week, and droves of people went up there. The destination had been closed for nearly 2 months after the Hurricane Ridge Day Lodge burned to the ground in early May. The Peninsula Daily News reports that the inferno destroyed the electrical, water, and sewer systems around the lodge. This means there are no longer any public restrooms or food service. There is only 25 portable toilets that have since been brought up to the ridge. Because of this limited capacity, Olympic National Park can only accommodate so many cars and people up there. Once 315 personal vehicles have entered the area, the road in will close to vehicular traffic, except those who are riding bicycles or who have wilderness permits or who are riding the Clallam Transit Shuttle. That bus makes 6 trips to and from the ridge every single day, starting from the transit center in downtown Port Angeles. Takes about 45 minutes to get up to the ridge. This Hurricane Ridge shuttle bus is a rare animal on the Olympic Peninsula, a transit bus that runs daily, including on Sundays and holidays. Details are at clallamtransit.com. At the Port Townsend Farmers Market this Saturday, there will be sustenance in the form of fresh produce and live music. Casey Jones, who is from Lafayette, Louisiana, will bring her songs to the market. Casey is known for her music with progressive Cajun bands, and now she has a debut solo record out titled Queen of the In-Between. It references everything from classic country to psychedelic rock to indie roots singer-songwriters. The magazine No Depression published a review of the record, which was released during the pandemic. Casey Jones's Queen of the In-Between is, quote, a vessel for the grief, anger, and loneliness we've collectively experienced over the last year and a half. Let it wash over you and leave you a little bit stronger than it found you, end quote. You can see and hear Casey Jones herself live at the Port Townsend Farmers Market, which spreads out on Saturday over Tyler Street in front of the community center from 9 until 2 o'clock. In chocolate news, the Seattle Times reports that the local company Theo Chocolate is about to merge with a giant national candy company and close its Seattle factory and lay off most of its workers. Theo announced the merger with the American Licorice Company late Wednesday and said it has separately decided to restructure operations, which will include ceasing chocolate production in the Emerald City and cutting staff. In public health news, a new American Medical Association report declares that the body mass index, or BMI, metric has caused, quote, historical harm, including racist exclusion, end quote. Furthermore, the BMI does a poor job of predicting health outcomes for people. Unfortunately, doctors have long relied on BMI. That's your weight divided by the square of your height to measure obesity. But the American Medical Association now says it's an imperfect measurement that does not directly assess body fat. The cutoffs for BMI, which range from underweight to obese, were created based on data collected from white populations. They do not take into account gender, ethnicity, and age. In addition, KUW reports that the University of Washington has a medicine professor, Lisa Erlanger, who is training future medical providers to toss the scale and throw away weight loss recommendations. That's because an exclusive emphasis on weight has often led providers to miss or misdiagnose a patient's true health problems. KUOW also reports that current evidence shows dieting can hurt a person's long-term cardiovascular health. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.